Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Hampshire voters at the polls today casting ballots in the first of the nation presidential primary. The favorites, Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg, who are coming off a virtual tie for first in last week's Iowa caucuses. Speaking at his own rally last night in Manchester, New Hampshire, President Trump suggested that that Iowa caucus debacle was meant to hurt Sanders.
Nobody knows who won. Actually, I think they're trying to take it away from Bernie again. I think Bernie came in second, can you believe it? They're doing it to you again, Bernie. They're doing it to you again.
The first American infected with the coronavirus and evacuated from China is back in a San Diego hospital after being mistakenly released. Health officials say the patient was released after an initial test indicated the person was not actually infected. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Top presidential advisor Kellyanne Conway is suggesting there could be still more departures from the administration following the president's acquittal in his Senate impeachment trial.
Sure. Why would you want to be here if you're spending your time writing books and op-eds instead of trying to at least do what many of us do?
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother were forced out of their National Security Council positions on Friday, and Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, was recalled on Friday. President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence paying their respects late yesterday to two soldiers killed in Afghanistan over the weekend. 28-year-old Sergeant Javier Gutierrez of San Antonio and 28-year-old Sergeant Antonio Rodriguez of Las Cruces, New Mexico were killed on Saturday when an Afghan soldier opened fire with a machine gun. Their remains were returned through Dover Air Force Base in Delaware late yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Average gasoline prices across the nation posting another decline over the last week, down 3 cents. It's the fourth straight weekly decline, with the national average now falling to $2.43 a gallon. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there is a $1.55 price difference between the high and the low average across the country.
The nation's lowest average prices can be found in Texas, where the statewide average is $2.04, followed by Louisiana at $2.06, and Oklahoma State at $2.07 per gallon. The nation's priciest gasoline can be found in Hawaii, where the statewide average is $3.59 per gallon, followed by California at $3.54, and Washington State at $3.10 per gallon.
DeHaan tells us thousands of stations are selling product below $2 per gallon.
Some 10,000 stations across the country are currently selling gasoline under $2 a gallon. That's the highest amount of stations in nearly a year.
I'm John Clemens.
And a college president in Mississippi is out of his job after he was arrested last weekend as part of a prostitution sting. Jackson State University President William Bynum Jr. resigned from the post yesterday. He was among 17 people who responded to a fake online ad. Bynum accused of procuring the services of a prostitute and making a false statement. He'd been the president of the college since 2017. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, certainly not because it's easy, but because it's hard and because it's needed. Because what are we going to turn over to the next generation, right? Well, did you know, we hear a lot about cancer and other debilities, the coronavirus flying around now, and people say, wow, all these leading causes of death, and they put it in that context. But one leading cause of death that is so greatly overlooked, and I want you to pause and think about this for a moment. Abortion is the leading cause of death in America. And I would say probably around the world. I think that's a valid statement. And our next guest can tell us more about it. He's back with us. It's been too long since Sean Carney's been on the show. From day one, the first time he came on, I just knew that I was joined in spirit and at the hip with Sean and his vision, what he has done as the president of 40 Days for Life. Of course, it was depicted in the movie Unplanned with Abby Johnson. But, beyond the movie, Sean and his team, this is their commitment, 24/7, a commitment for life. And Sean, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Bill, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. So is that a fair statement?
I think the most astounding, it's not ironic, but it's scary. So 56 million people die in the world every year from cancer, from accidents, everything, 56 million. And an additional 56 million are also aborted around the world every single year. And that is, the numbers, I think that the temptation for many people is to let the numbers paralyze you. We've had 61 million in the United States abortions since 1973. And you sit there and go, okay, well, this is here to stay. And much of Europe, shamefully and sadly, has done that. But in the United States, we see this revival of the pro-life movement and the growth of the pro-life movement. It gets larger and younger every year. Mm-hmm. And we're closer to ending it than any other country in the world by far.
And I think the reason being, Sean, is because, as I've said repeatedly on the show, it's something that I've always said to my kids, is that experience defines preference. Since 1973, we have a lot of experience, and it is tormenting the pro-abortionists because it can't be denied. The reality and the consequences of abortion are empirical and they are real, and no matter what kind of statistic you put up there and saying, hey, look at the sisterhood, the yaya sisterhood has to stick together for reproductive rights and that, and they say, well, all I can say is that reproductive right is absolutely tormenting me because probably till the day I die, I am still connected with that child that I aborted, that I was told was absolutely useless, was just like a cancer cell or some unwanted piece of flesh that needed to be extracted from my very being. But the fact of the matter is it was never extracted from my conscience.
It's so true. And we have the data now. And we were given abortion by the Supreme Court, 9 men, and we've had to live with it. And now those are the most powerful voices in the pro-life movement, those women who have laid on that table and had an abortion, the men who have paid for an abortion, doctors who have done abortions, these Planned Parenthood workers that are leaving in droves. Mm-hmm. We have the experience of abortion, and it doesn't go away, and it should on paper, you know?
Right.
You look at it, it's $400 or $500. Nobody grows up wanting an abortion, and it goes away in a 15-minute surgery. Mm-hmm. And yet that is just not the scene. There is no relief in the parking lots of a Planned Parenthood abortion facility. And that's very much the beginning, and thank God, you know, for the pro-life movement, because we're there before, obviously, the abortion, but also during and after the abortion, whether the women go through with it or not. We have many resources that are free to them. And I think that that's one of the things we're seeing at the grassroots level is now we have, you know, 5 pregnancy resource centers for every 1 abortion facility. And so it's not just talk. It is really, we as a nation have backed up our commitment to life.
And Sean, 40 Days for Life has led the way in so many ways here because, you know, we didn't want to talk about adoption. We didn't want to talk about other alternatives. It was just like, just make it go away. But, you know, thank God, you know, women and families are making decisions and choosing life. But I believe instrumental in all this has been the prayers of your team and others around the country and around the world who have joined up with the Spirit of God, because God is the God of life. And, you know, I think back in that, in the Bible, when Cain kills Abel, and God tells Cain, he says that your brother's blood is crying out, you know, mm-hmm. from the ground. And imagine, you know, 61 million babies' blood screaming into the heavens. You know, what that sound must be like in the heavenlies. And God the Father hearing this, that he sees that his creation is destroying what he has woven in the womb of these mothers. It's unconscionable. It's mind-blowing to pause for a moment and consider what that sound must be like in heaven.
It's a great point. And how many babies that is, you know, 61 million. We really can't relate to that number in the end.
Right.
You know, we can relate to the 40 or 50 abortions that happen in our neighborhood every week, but 61 million is overwhelming, and it should be humbling before God. And, you know, thank God we live in a country where men and women have died so that we have the right to have things like 40 Days for Life, and we can go out there and we can peacefully assemble and use our freedom of speech. You know, the ACLU said that 40 Days for Life was the greatest threat to choice because it was local and organized. And I think that we're indebted to our military servicemen and women who have died and served our country so that we can use our rights. And because of what you just said, Bill, shame on us if we don't.
Yes.
Shame on us if we don't stand up for these babies. We you know, we won't be arrested. We won't be thrown in prison. We won't be, you know, suffer a martyrdom. We will, we get to do this. We get to do this in the United States, and it sets a great example for other countries. And 40 Days for Life, you know, we'll have our largest spring campaign ever on February the 26th, 501 cities in 33 countries.
Wow.
And, you know, these cities look, these other countries look to the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even still, you know, in terms of its leadership position, and are we going to lead them to good or to evil?
Yeah. Yeah, we certainly help export abortion, but we're also exporting the solution as well.
Well, we will continue this conversation with Sean Carney. We're going to talk about his new devotional, his new book, To the Heart of the Matter, The 40-Day Companion to Live a Culture of Life. This is very powerful, Sean, and I'm so glad you've written this, because I feel like it's whatever amount of time actually that it took you, it's this plus a lifetime of experience, and it's great of you to share it with us. We've got more from Sean after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Yes, he is the one that we have our life, our very breath, our very being. And God is standing by to hear us and to hear our prayers. And if there's anything that you would take away from this conversation with Sean and I hope it would be that you realize that prayer still works, that God is eager and standing by to hear the cries of his creation. Right, Sean?
Yeah, absolutely, and we're called to pray. You know, you mentioned the first murder, Cain and Abel, earlier, and that's the response. Am I my brother's keeper? And that is our challenge that we have to be. You know, we are not isolationists. We're not in this life alone. We're part of a family, and we also didn't make ourselves. We have a creator, and that gives us dignity. And I think that, you know, we in the United States have once again taken an entire segment of our population and dehumanized them. And this group, because of their size and their location, does not get the rights that the rest of us do. And there's nothing more elitist in the world than abortion. And we're also, at the same time, as I mentioned earlier, we're seeing so much good in the pro-life movement. And 40 days... we've always put our emphasis on prayer, fasting, and peaceful vigil, showing up at the places where the abortions take place. And praise God, you know, we're going to pass the 17,000th baby that we've helped save this spring. Those are the ones that we know about. We've helped 196 abortion workers who've had a change of heart. You know, Abby Johnson, she was the 26th worker out of 196 when she walked into my office in 2009. And we've also seen 104 abortion facilities close, including the place where 40 Days for Life started, the place that Abby Johnson managed, and that's now the headquarters of 40 Days for Life in College Station, Texas. So we're seeing a lot of momentum at the grassroots, but I think it's that deep challenge to all of us of, am I my brother's keeper?
Exactly. And I thought that that was a question that was put out there that really had an obvious answer. And maybe that's why God didn't say, well, of course it is, you knucklehead.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, you know,
it should be obvious.
Yeah, right. But for some reason, you know, that seems to be missing. And of course, we're reminded later on when, Jesus is asked, you know, what's the most important commandment that you can have? And he simplifies it to a culture that was used to thousands commandments. You know, I mean, they had taken the 10 and made it into 10 million. There were so many things that had to be done. I think it actually, you know, by actual number, the Jewish culture says something like 630 some, you know, commandments that the 10 had risen to. But it might as well have been 10 million because they were, you know, sifting gnats, as Jesus said. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that, yes, we are our brother's keeper. And though God did not answer it right then, you know, he did say something else, said that that I think it equally, you know, rings through the millennia. And that is, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that right is not human right. It really speaks of God's holiness and righteousness. If we're doing that which is righteous and holy, it will go well for us. I mean, when you look at the consequences of a abortion, you know, birth control by convenience and the abortion industry, what it's done. I mean, Sean, we have teen suicide right now through the roof. Marriages are in devastation right now. You know, families are being torn apart. And you cannot think that this is not part and parcel of this culture of death that our that the 21st century America has embraced.
You're absolutely right, and I think the attack is clear because of what you said. It is an attack from the devil, and he goes after the family.
Yeah.
Jesus himself came to us through a family, a holy family. He was an unborn child, and that is where the attack is centered. The family is it's the domestic church. It is the foundation of any free country that's been successful, and that's where he's attacking, and I think, you know, I heard Alan Keyes say years ago, before anybody was talking about gay marriage, he said, if we can snuff out the fruit of marriage, then we can redefine and destroy the institution that produces that fruit. Right. And that's exactly what we've done. It's the first country in the history of the world to do it and to redefine marriage. And so
how arrogant, Sean, that we would take something that God himself has instituted and say we know better.
But that's what Justice Alito said in his dissent. He said, who do we think we are?
Yes.
Exactly what he said. Who do we think that we are that we can mess with marriage and then create an atmosphere where Americans have to whisper in the halls of their own home their beliefs on marriage? The great line from his dissent.
Yes.
And I think that we need to take that to heart. We need to take that to heart because at the same time, but we can throw our hands up in the air and get mad at the Supreme Court. We can get mad at Hollywood. We can get mad at whoever we want. It doesn't do any good. We need to go to work every single day in our homes, loving our wives, our husbands, our kids, our elderly parents, you know, dealing with all of the many crosses we're all given in this life, small and large alike. And that is what is ultimately rebuilding the culture. That's why I wrote to the heart of the matter, because we didn't get here overnight, and we're not going to get out of it overnight.
Exactly.
But we are getting out of it.
Well, and this book helps, you know, congeal and give you a bit of a system, you know, a systematic approach, is because as you say, you know, people say, well, what can I do? I want to participate, but I just don't have the time, what can I do? And this book gives them an answer, right?
It does. It does. It's really written for two groups of people. One group says, I don't do enough to end abortion, but I want to do more. And they're often right. they don't do enough. They're being honest. Right. And then there's another group that says, oh, I just don't do enough. And it's unbelievable what they're doing in their daily lives, and they don't realize it. And so I'm writing to those two groups of people. We all at times fit into both of those categories. And it is. It's short. 400, 500 word chapters with a scripture and a specific doable daily intention. There's no crazy resolutions. Nobody needs to quit their job to read this book. And it's very practical. And I think also my hope and prayer that it helps people in the busyness of their lives carve out time, more time for our Lord and create these little, you know, rooms in our day where we can be reminded that Christ is with us in everything that we do, no matter how small it may feel at the time.
And don't think this is one of those typical, you know, fuddy-duddy, you know, you know, kind of devotionals, okay? I mean, there's a little bit of humor in here. I mean, you got one of Bob Hope's, one of my favorite sayings of Bob Hope, you know, he says, I grew up with six brothers, that's how I learned to dance, waiting for the bathroom.
Yeah, that's the opening quote of the book, yeah.
I love that. You know, again, what we need to realize.
But
again,
you're right, it's not a wishy-washy self-help book. That's not what it is. It is a devotional, and the first chapter is sort of kind of whacking all of us over the head and giving us focus. And that's the point, you know, is that we live in these times. We weren't born in another point in history. God put us here for a reason. And because of that, he will give us the strength and the fortitude to do what we need to do to end abortion, heal our culture.
And for those of us who recognize and honor the Lenten season, 40 days, interestingly enough, this might be a good devotional to have with you as we celebrate 40 days of Lent, that we also not only celebrate what it is to sacrifice, but also God's heart of the matter when it comes to life. Sean Carney has been with us. Sean is the co-founder and CEO and president of 40 Days for Life, best-selling author in his latest book, To the Heart of the Matter, which will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. God bless you, Sean. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Keep up the great work.
Coming to theater for one day only. Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle.
My first question as a geographer is, where was the sea that was parted and crossed?
For nearly two decades, investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney has been searching for evidence of one of the Bible's most epic miracles, the parting of the Red Sea.
We're talking about a miraculous event of unprecedented proportion, of God's saving power.
The Red Sea Miracle, part one in theaters for one day only on February 18th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com/Red Sea.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Hampshire voters at the polls today casting ballots in the first in the nation presidential primary. The favorites, Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg, who are coming off a virtual tie for first in last week's Iowa caucuses. Speaking at his own rally last night in Manchester, New Hampshire, President Trump suggested that that Iowa caucus debacle was meant to hurt Sanders.
Nobody knows who won. Actually, I think they're trying to take it away from Bernie again. I think Bernie came in second. Can you believe it? They're doing it to you again, Bernie. They're doing it to you again.
The first American infected with the coronavirus and evacuated from China is back in a San Diego hospital after being mistakenly released. Health officials say the patient was released after an initial test indicated the person was not actually infected. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bill Martinez, live free or die.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Jordan Goodman, Money Answers Man, America's Money Answers Man, is with us right now. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good. State of the Union, huh? What do you think?
It's almost like there's two different universes out there in the room.
Yeah.
And the reality is that what President Trump was talking about is actually happening. We've got very low unemployment. The GDP is rising. The stock market's hitting all-time record highs. Interest rates are low. We're energy independent. I won't go through the whole speech, but
right. This
is all true. And the Democrats didn't want to applaud anything, basically, low unemployment, all these good things that are happening, and then at the end, Nancy Pelosi literally rips up his speech in front of everybody as just like a sign of contempt, I guess you might
say.
Yeah,
and defiance or whatever, but yeah, I guess it was really so immature, but you know, this thing started, I mean, first of all, look at, you set the stage. Here's Nancy Pelosi leading a charge on something she said she wouldn't do, which is the impeachment. So you got that pall over the deal. Then she goes to introduce the president, and little is being said about that. But she didn't introduce the president in the traditional sort of way, that stating that it was her honor to introduce
the
president.
She didn't think it was an honor.
No honor. Yeah. So then he comes up and he gives he doesn't shake Mike Pence's hand, but he gives him his speech, gives her a copy of his speech. And almost like he did, he turned around quick, like he wanted no interaction with her more than anything else. Well, she reaches out her hand and she's left hanging. Well, you could tell she was seething on that.
Right.
And so
how are we going to get anything done if this is the state of our congressional relations today? I mean, he talked about some good things I think Democrats would support, like infrastructure.
Right.
Like lowering drug prices.
Well, but keep in mind, though, the infrastructure deal. Remember when infrastructure was brought up
in
the cabinet room, she threw a fit and walked out.
Right.
And so, you know, all the, I mean, clearly, and that's why the one reporter asked her that she got really unhinged over, you know, why do you hate the president so much? Well, I don't hate, I'm a Catholic, you know. It's like, oh my gosh.
But yeah. The economy, in a certain way, it's not a bad thing, because Wall Street likes gridlock, which is what we've got. I mean, they did get the USMCA through, so that was a major accomplishment.
And the fact of the matter is that he could have given her a little bit of credit, because, I mean, he took... And, you know, the Republicans, he gave it all
correct.
To his administration.
I did all these things,
and that.
Right.
But, well, it wasn't so much I like a Barack Obama I, because there's lots of I's in a Barack Obama speech. But he really let it be more on the Republican side, his administration side. But the fact of the matter is Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, had they not agreed and finally signed off on it, because they were, like everything else, like the articles of impeachment, they were sitting on it forever. It's like,
correct.
Get the doggone thing passed. Let's move on.
And well, finally did.
Yeah, finally she acquiesces, gives him a bit of a win, and gets no credit at the State of the Union. But look at, she ticks the guy off. You know, she's been, you know, repeatedly ticking him off, and then she wants him to be civil. It's like, oh gosh, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, from the economic point of view, we've got momentum right now. Now, the one thing that's come out of the blue is this coronavirus, and it's clearly, it's shutting down China, which is the second biggest economy in the world, and we're stopping flights to there. It's killing the casinos, the hotels, the cruise ships, and it's got to have all kinds of impacts. Now, lately, it seems like there's somewhat of a better news that they're getting a test that'll be able to, you know, find out at least it's happening. We don't have an antidote. We don't have a vaccine or anything like that yet. But the markets have been doing pretty well. They were scared at first, but now they've been coming back feeling maybe we're going to get our hands around this thing. But it's clearly going to be very devastating for China.
Well, they're putting it in perspective, too, Jordan. I mean, you're talking, okay, what, 9, 10 people in America have been infected with the virus.
But in China, it's like 24,000 and 500 deaths. But yes, it has not reached here in a major way yet. But these things spread really fast. 2 weeks ago, there were 100 cases. Now there's 24,000 cases 2 weeks later.
Exactly.
So it's spreading pretty fast. So it's having other implications. For example, people are putting money into U.S. Treasury bonds as a kind of a safety haven out of fear of this coronavirus. So it's pushed interest rates down sharply. The beginning of January, the 10-year Treasury was about 1.9%. Now it's about 1.5%. That's a pretty big drop in about a month or so. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of out of this fear of what might happen to the coronavirus. I mean, so from your listeners' point of view, if they have a mortgage, those rates have come down as well. 3.5% on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage might make sense to refinance.
If you can. Exactly.
Oil prices have gone down to about $50 a barrel as well. Mm-hmm. So the feeling is it's going to depress economic growth around the world. It already has in China, clearly, but elsewhere also. And that means less economic growth, lower prices, less inflation, lower oil prices, and lower interest rates. So that's the kind of impact of it.
Wow. And that's amazing to think that, you know, we're talking to a former advisor and participant with the CDC, and he put it in perspective because, Bill, look at, you know, we deal with the flu every season, which has now become, you know, we think it's seasonal here in America, but the fact of the matter, with everybody traveling, there's other, you know, parts of the world that deal with, you know, flu 24/7, 365 days a year. And so with the travels, what's happening is the flu is not so much a seasonal deal, but the other thing is that it's still very dangerous. I think there's something like, you know, 45 million people last year that were infected with the flu, and 65,000 deaths.
Right. It's one of the biggest killers, that's right.
Yeah, and you go, whoa, you know, and you put that in perspective, which is not to say we shouldn't be vigilant about the coronavirus. I mean, the CDC and Secretary Azar has been a point person on this and offered to China, says, hey, let us help you guys out. And they go, no, you know.
Yeah. It's a new strain. That's the problem. Yeah. We have flu shots for existing strains, but this is a new strain, and it's going to take a while to get a vaccine and an antidote to it. And meanwhile, a lot of people are going to die and get impacted by this.
Well,
it's
hopefully.
Amazing to see the Chinese economy closed down, basically, and all the streets empty. People can only go out to do a quick, brief grocery shopping every other day. I mean, it's quite an amazing thing to see the second largest economy in the world basically shut down.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing, too, was interesting that Hong Kong, you know, you know it was serious when Hong Kong says, we're shutting down the border, you know, right?
I guess that means the Chinese troops can't come in and put down the crowd. That's a good thing.
Well, maybe.
They can't get past the border guards.
Exactly. Okay, so what else you got for us?
Well, I think the main thing is the three main uncertainties that were hanging over us for all of 2019 are gone. Mm-hmm. USMCA, we talked about.
Right.
The China trade deal, we signed the first phase. And Brexit. Brexit has now happened. Mm-hmm. So those are the three things that people were so worried about all last year. All three of them are now behind us. And other than the coronavirus, things are kind of moving forward, you know, very nicely. Mm-hmm. So it's very unusual. You have three major things resolved in a short period of time like that.
Yeah, and it looks like Iowa may figure out how to count.
I'm not sure about that. I don't think ever that's going to happen. The app has been a complete disaster.
It gives
a bad name to apps, I must say.
Well, you know, but we'll keep trudging forward because we're getting closer and closer to November. And, you know, there's several months in between. And the Democrats, I understand, after acquitting the president, they're saying, well, no, it ain't over till we say it's over.
Yeah. Well, I think the public is just sick of the whole thing. They just don't want this to happen anymore. So it's going to have economic and political implication what's going on. But if they go back to the well and start to impeach again, I think that'll definitely hurt the Democrats even more.
Well, they've made a rather desperate ploy in this going into it, knowing that the numbers were not there.
Right.
And I guess if nothing else, they figure, well, we're all in. Let's go ahead and deal with the mess from there. Right.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I don't know. It's a sad commentary that we find ourselves as a country still dealing with this. But I think the President's State of the Union speech was rather unifying, even though some would see it as dark, and I say the
people
ones
don't
want
to be unified.
Exactly.
He was crying, but they weren't going along for the ride, basically.
Yeah, but when you think about the prosperity, and here we've got a government working for the forgotten man and woman, we'll see come November, Jordan, if the people, if they're going to say loud and clear, to the Democrats, can you hear me now?
Right. Well, it's very hard to run against a very strong economy, and everything we've got going with those three things being resolved certainly means the economy is going to continue to strong, and the markets are going to keep going to new highs. That's very hard to run against.
Exactly. Well, Jordan, we got to wrap things up. Remind everybody how they can be in touch with you.
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Always glad to help them. I get emails from you folks all the time. Lots of resources, videos, blogs, newsletters, everything to help people in their personal finances at MoneyAnswers.com.
You got it. Jordan Goodman right here. Thank you, Jordan. Take care.
All right. Thanks so much, Bill.
You got it.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now, 800-471-7065, 800-471-7065, 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you've been my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you call me.
Oh, yes, El Parada. He's our bodyguard. He's always watching our six, I got to tell you. All the people at thestream.org, they got us covered here. Hey, Mr. Al, how you doing, buddy?
Okay, I'm just glad you don't play me in with still crazy after all these years. I mean, that would be...
Well, maybe that's next, you know. I mean, if we were going to, you know, if all of a sudden you went to Hollywood, then I'd probably have to play still crazy.
Oh yeah, don't even make me go there again, literally or figuratively.
Well,
never done that.
I know, but it was on full display. You can't help but notice it and commentate on what was delivered to us and what many Americans have decided continually to tune out of, and that is the Oscars. As grand and elaborate as they've been, our imaginations just don't want to handle that woke part of society.
Yeah, they've taken that away too. Lower cherished American tradition taken away. It's sad. I mean, I said my wife's was an actress, and she can't even watch that anymore because specifically of that bitterness and that wokeness and all that stuff. So
I know, and you have to go along with it, because if not, I mean, you don't get to be a part of the reindeer games there in the Hollywood cocktail circuit, do you?
Yeah, it's a madness.
Yeah. Again, even as psychotic as Joaquin Phoenix, I mean, maybe he's invited just to say, hey, we got to invite him because we just never know what he's going to come up with.
But again, nobody watched. I mean, the ratings were down so far, and that's
even
why.
Down again. I mean, they've been going down and then down again. I mean, it's just like it's a shell of itself, and they thought, well, maybe, just maybe, they might be able to save something if they went hostless, right?
Yeah. Now, again, I mean, it's sad in a sense because, Renee Zellweger won, and she gave a beautiful speech. And
did she? I'm still waiting for a translation. I didn't. She was all over the place.
Yeah, but she wasn't nuts. as long as they're not nuts, are good. But again, this is there's some real artists up there. I mean,
yes,
Joaquin Phoenix maybe mad as a Mad Hatter, but guy's a brilliant actor. But then you go start talking about all this you know, talking about cows and whatever else. You know, like,
mother's milk.
Really,
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's just, you know, we miss the days of, the speeches of yore and the days of Johnny Carson, Billy Crystal. Remember when he?
Yes.
I mean, it's a different world. There's a respect for the audience that I think has been lost.
That's exactly it. The lack of respect, because for some reason they feel like it is their moment, their self-righteous moment, to come on and preach to everybody when everyone knows or has a fundamental idea of the wackiness of Hollywood anyway. And it's been so exposed, with court trials and whatever, that all this dynamic goes on, and it's sad. So the golden sheen of once was is quite burnished as a result of its own humanity and the lack of self-discipline and policing itself. Because like anything, like in politics, there is such a draw, to be an actor, be an actress, be on the big screen, but not everybody can be there. But nonetheless, people are willing to give up their very souls for the opportunity.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, you see, for me, you look at somebody like Brad Pitt, great actor,
right?
He sits there and says what he says, but. This is a guy who knew that Weinstein was preying on young actresses because he was preying on Gwyneth Paltrow when the two were dating.
Exactly.
He went after Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, he didn't at the time. He probably didn't have the power to take down Weinstein, but you better believe that in the years following, Brad Pitt had the power. When you're Brad Pitt, you could have taken down Weinstein.
Right.
But you didn't. So
exactly.
Don't lecture me.
No, good point.
Love
good
you.
Point. Although his line about 45 seconds was for his acceptance speech was going to be longer than the 45 seconds that the Senate gave to John Bolton.
I'll give him that line. It's mad times. But and the thing is, the movie, they've taken away the ability of escapism too. When you're doing that, you know, good. You know what? We've had a really rough week. We've had the impeachment. We've got this. We've got that. We got speeches. We got bitterness. Give us the Oscars for 4 hours or 15 hours, however long the show goes. let us be away from that for a while.
Yeah.
Let us enjoy the movies, the artistries. Let us see the tributes. You know, we just lost Kirk Douglas. Let's look.
Exactly. I know they gave Kirk Douglas about 2 seconds, right?
Yeah.
He's
so,
done.
So when cows are getting more time than Kirk Douglas, you know there's a problem.
Right.
Okay.
No, good point. No, that's excellent. Yeah, the thing about all this stuff is that they have failed to recall and appreciate that what they're about is amusement. And if you understand what the definition of amusement is, you will appreciate that that's where, sadly, Hollywood has abandoned that lane. And amusement is just like you said. Hey, get away. Let me rest my mind for a second. I just want to have some fun or entertainment. I want to be amused. Go ahead.
Or lifted positively.
Exactly.
I mean, if folks could watch Turner classic movies for a little while, and they had some political stories. Yeah, they had some dramas that are really intense and make you want to weep for weeks on end.
Right.
But it was deep and it was real. It was human. And that is. That is something that's lost. Mm-hmm. That is, there's an element that's lost there. These people, they knew what their job was to do, and they appreciated it. They appreciated their audiences because they saw them. Maybe they saw themselves in the people who were in the seats.
Right. And of course,
anymore.
No, they don't. And of course, what they do is they punctuate the whole thing with Hanoi Jane. That was quite telling how that was orchestrated. I go, really, Jane Fonda, really? I mean, she's carrying a jacket over her shoulder like she's James Brown or something. I don't know. I thought maybe she's going to drop to her knees and somebody's going to come in and put the jacket over her shoulders. Go through that for a while.
I agree. That's good imagery. Yeah.
Just saying. Hey, but speaking of which, I wanted to particularly talk about what you and I touched on last night, and that is, the Democratic presidential candidates. I mean, what is holding them together other than, November is coming?
This is it is insanity. I mean, Trump had that line in his rally last night about, we wanted to have Republicans vote for the weakest candidate, We can't figure out who the weakest candidate is. You look at this, and you're sitting there going, Amy Klobuchar is just rocketed up into third place. This is the same candidate they have, and she's when she gets mad, she eats salad with a fork, with a comb,
yeah.
According to the story from her staffers. You know, she got mad at them because they didn't have a fork, so she ate it with her comb. This is their number. This is their great new hope today.
Right.
This is how bad things are for these guys. I mean, I do think it might be a good idea for them to sort of wash the season out. You know, give it up. Know it's over. And just take the high draft choices and hope they draft better for 2024.
Yeah, good point.
Because
good point.
This is getting really bad. You know, Joe Biden said, I guess today or yesterday, something about that the Democrats could run Mickey Mouse against Trump and have a chance. Mickey Mouse would have a better chance against any of these people.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, and the thing is, they got to be careful of this because they may have to swallow the Bernie Sanders pill. And they avoided it last time. They rigged. They did everything they could to kind of unrig and rig again this whole Bernie Sanders. But the levers and the apparatchiks of the Democratic Party behind closed doors are losing their skulls over Bernie Sanders.
Because they know it's a disaster, an absolute disaster. All went down.
You're going to pick a standard bearer that's not even a Democrat. He's an independent.
Yeah. Yeah,
how embarrassing, right?
Socialist in the whole nine yards, and it's a disaster. And they're not, and you're right; they might not be able to stop it. But what happens if you get into a brokered convention? You're going to have chaos, and you've got people on the Sanders army who will go to the mats.
Oh, they will revolt.
They're talking about it. Yeah,
yeah. I don't think Mike Bloomberg has enough money to pay that off, does he?
Yeah, not enough money to do that or have the security in Milwaukee. If they they'll torch the place. They've said it. They're on tape.
Yes.
James O'Keefe has them on tape talking about the burn Milwaukee. This is it.
Wow.
Now I don't know if you heard yet because apparently Bloomberg's now in trouble because they've just released audio of him basically saying what did he say? Something.
Oh, it was about Frisk.
Just too many white people and not enough minorities.
Yeah, but just throw the kids up against the wall and, you know, frisk them and arrest or whatever it was.
Good luck with that in South Carolina there, pal.
Oh, no.
I was just wondering if that gift that Trump has just given Joe Biden, that Biden will have to use on his tax returns next year, that's a gift. I mean, if anything, a tape right there. So it's staggering how they're falling apart.
Well, and on the plus side, thank God Donald Trump is starting. I mean, after 3.5 years, clearing up his administration, getting people there who are watching his six, and are for Trump and for America. I mean, the Obama holdouts that have been embedded in his administration and have been leaking like a sieve. I mean, enough of this stuff already.
Yeah, that's a whole new thing, but it's a new day with that too. I mean, and they want to investigate that. Yeah, I'm getting rid of people who were trying to sabotage me. Yeah,
right, exactly. And the mainstream media try to make it seem like, he's the Godfather.
If they had done that to Hillary, they wouldn't be at the DOD; they'd be DOA.
Exactly. Or with Obama, of course. Obama, he kept the reins very tight, and you know, during his administration, there wasn't a lot of leaking going on because he didn't mess with that. That was for sure. But for some reason, Donald Trump thought maybe he might be able to get away with it. Al Parada, managing editor at stream.org. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.